It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Chronicle of Higher Education finds people view a college education as essential for getting a good job, yet trust in higher ed is eroding. What is fueling this sentiment about the value of college? Call in along the way to ask a question or share your insights. The number is 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Eric Kelderman is a senior reporter for the Chronicle of Higher Education, covering issues of power, politics, and funding in higher ed. Eric, welcome to the Ideas Network.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Kate.
So the Chronicle, exploring perceptions about higher ed in a series of articles. Why does it matter what people think about higher education?
Well, I think we've seen this in Wisconsin and states around the country, why it matters, right? I think there's a belief, at least, that higher education isn't following through on some of its key tenets, or people believe that it's educating students about concepts that may be harmful to society, and that has results politically. I just heard the update from your local station about legislature's demands that they remove diversity, equity, and inclusion programs from the UW system to receive funding. So that's a big reason. The other big reason, I would say, is that colleges are concerned, frankly, that people are going to stop going to college. We're already seeing a decline in enrollment over a decade. In part, that's due to a very strong labor market. But also, polls have been showing that people believe that higher education is moving in the wrong direction or not a benefit to society overall for about 7 or so years.
So the Chronicle commissions a survey to try to better understand this, what people are feeling about higher ed. And you have been reporting on the results. And in general, people recommend getting a degree. What did you find?
Yeah, I mean, that's essentially what we found, is that people think having a degree is worth it. And they advise close friends and family that they should get a degree. Even people who say their own degrees weren't worth it, a majority of those, almost 60%, say they would advise others to get a degree. About 80% of people overall think that their degree was worth it. And that climbs for people who, it's almost 90% of people who have household income of $100,000 or more. It's only 63% of people who have a household income of less than $50,000. So people see that there's an economic benefit to having the degree.
Do your findings support what's been found and unearthed in other polls in recent years?
I think, you know, we added maybe a little more nuance to what we've seen in some other polling in terms of what we asked about was, you know, what kinds of things people thought colleges were doing a good job or not a good job at, what parts of society, if any, they thought higher education was helpful for, what benefits individuals received from having their degree, et cetera. And so we tried to dig a little deeper into some of these questions to provide some nuance. College leaders tell us all the time that they're very concerned about these issues, and we wanted to see, you know, was there more we could say than just sort of a black and white higher ed is good or bad sort of thing. So I think what we found is that, you know, like you said, people think having a degree is good. They're not so convinced that higher education as a whole is helping society, or that higher ed is fulfilling some of its core mission.
Hmm. We're talking about how much people value and trust a college education. Eric Kelderman, with a senior reporter at the Chronicle of a Higher Education. You can join in with your questions, your comments, 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Paul in Summit. Paul, hi.
Hi, great topic today. I think I'm concerned about the stigma attached with kids that don't choose college. Only one out of every three jobs needs a college degree. We know that one out of every three students that starts college never finishes, and a quarter of all freshmen that start college never finish their first year. So there's five options when kids graduate from high school, and I think that we need to understand that each of them are a honorable and a viable options, and we need to talk about good fit for kids when they leave their high school experience.
Paul, thank you so much for calling in. Eric, what about that stigma?
Sure. Well, there's a couple of things that I would respond to that. One is, you know, employers increasingly rely on the college degree as sort of a marker of achievement, right? When they're looking to fill jobs. And the other thing is that, you know, the jobs of today are not the jobs that they were 30 years ago, thanks to technology and things like that. You know, work life is more complex, I believe. And so, you know, if you look at, for instance, stats from the Georgetown Center on Education and the Workforce, their projections are that 70% of jobs in the future will require, you know, a bachelor's degree. That's a really high percentage. On the other hand, in our polling, we found, honestly, that people thought that trade school or other professional or technical training were, in many cases, just as good for individuals as the college degree. We have, 49% said trade school was about the same as getting a bachelor's degree. 14% said it was, or 37% said it was better. Similar findings for what we titled other professional or technical training and work apprenticeships. So, you know, the public believes that those options are still valuable. And, you know, honestly, as the son of a carpenter, I know that, you know, the value of skilled trades when we need to get our plumbing fixed or electricity fixed, right? We turn to a skilled craftsman, right? A tradesperson who may or may not have a college degree, but is still very valuable in terms of, you know, everyday needs that we have.
I wonder, are you seeing any trends toward job descriptions taking out the bachelor's degree requirement?
We have seen some of that. We've seen some state governments announce that they are either going to limit or eliminate the requirement for a bachelor's degree or college degree in their job descriptions. And I think in some part that's helpful. Certainly there are lots of jobs that will still require those, you know, those sort of advanced post-secondary credentials.
Let's go to Andrew in Palmyra. Andrew, hi.
Hi there. I believe there's two big factors that are driving people to reconsider whether or not they want to go to college. And I think one is the primarily left-leaning hint or view on things at college. I feel like people are afraid to speak their mind despite college supposed to be a place where you can express yourself and learn different viewpoints. And secondly, I think the ballooning cost of college is also driving people to reconsider that as a route going into adulthood.
Andrew, thank you for calling in with those two comments. Eric, how does that compare to what you heard on the survey?
Well, in written comments, we had some open-ended questions, and there were lots of folks who expressed the sentiment that if you're going to get a degree, you should pursue a field that's going to pay off in terms of the job, right? So there is that thought out there that, you know, people want a return on investment. You know, when we asked whether the degree was worth it, we did filter that result by people who had student loans. And the folks who took student loans, 64% of them who still owe on their loans still said the degree was worth it. The people who don't owe, overwhelmingly, almost 90% said the college degree was worth it. So we know the pressure is out there on the federal government and institutions to, you know, make sure we limit student debt and limit tuition price. But again, I think people still, by and large, think that there's a financial benefit to getting that degree.
Chronicle of Higher Education senior reporter Eric Kelderman, our guide to public perception of the value of college. Hearing your thoughts, your questions that come up, the number to join the conversation, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Chronicle of Higher Education's recent poll finds most people would advise others to pursue a four-year degree, yet there's growing dissatisfaction in the higher education system. And you can be part of the discussion. Call in with a question, share your perspective, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Eric Kelderman is a senior reporter at The Chronicle and stays with us. Eric, we heard from Lisa and Madison called in to ask, when was the turning point here? Can you give some context to the historical political times? And was there another time in U.S. or other countries when similar viewpoints were popular around higher ed?
In my own reporting and what we found is that 2016, 2017 is when polls began to show at first a majority of people who identify as Republicans or conservatives saying that, college was not, higher education was not a benefit to society overall. And we've seen that was from the Pew Research polling. And since then, the polling has sort of trended in that direction with a lot of people questioning the benefit to society of higher education. That's a new thing, but it accompanies a larger sort of trend as Americans are generally have dimmer views of institutions overall, right? Government, big business, even journalism, right? So I think it fits in with that pattern.
Let's bring in Shannon in Racine. Shannon, what is your experience like?
Well, I have a bachelor's degree, and I very much value my education. I am the first of my family to have one, but I will tell you, not only do I have a large student loan that I'm still paying, as well as sometimes my education has stopped me from getting employment because they view me as overeducated.
Interesting. Can you give us a sense of what your profession is, just for placing?
At the time it happened, I was in the banking world. Hmm. Today, I own my own business and I'm an independent insurance agent.
Shannon, thank you for calling in. Eric, what do you hear there?
I don't think we had any responses like that where, and I didn't look through all the written responses. I don't think we found that people thought higher education could be a hindrance, although I can see how in some cases, if you have a bachelor's degree and you're applying for, say, an entry-level job in some position, you could be considered overqualified and maybe not desirable for that job. What we did find that I thought was interesting was that when we talk about sort of colleges fulfilling core mission, one of the real sort of, I think, surprising findings was that people overall thought that colleges weren't doing a great job of educating their students. Only 40% overall said that colleges were doing a good or excellent job of educating students. And surprisingly, people with college degrees had a less positive view on that question than people with only high school degrees. So, certainly higher education in our poll has a lot to think about in terms of, are they really following through on things that they, really should be good at doing.
UW-Madison, the system released a survey about free speech of 10,000 undergraduate students earlier this year, and it found about 30% were uncomfortable sharing their thoughts about issues like abortion, like transgender issues. Is the culture war over values eroding trust in higher education?
I mean, I think that there's certainly that plays a role. And we didn't ask questions specifically about that. I do know that, you know, when I've seen similar polls on that topic, that students feel that it's other students that are the big problem on campus, not their faculty members, or, you know, what happens in classrooms. What we did find is we found that in a handful of cases in the written comments, we heard some of these views reflected that colleges are indoctrinating students or, you know, pursuing a quote unquote woke agenda. But that was really a very tiny sliver of the responses we received overall. So when we think about sort of the most extreme political backlash to higher education in Florida or states like that, reflected in our poll, really, very much at all.
Eric Helderman with us, senior reporter at the Chronicle of Higher Education, as we probe their survey that looks at how much people value and trust a college education. You can join in along the way with your questions at 800-642-1234. Jackie is with us from Appleton. Jackie, you are a former teacher.
Yeah, I'm a former teacher. I'm a former college instructor. I just wanted to say that there's multiple ways, obviously, to educate yourself. Knowledge is power. Everybody knows that. The public library is probably the most underutilized place, in my opinion. There's travel. There's joining the military, right? There's trade schools. There's lots of ways in which you can give yourself that power through knowledge. I think, though, that there is something, I don't know what it is. I cannot put my finger on it. There is something about college that it has that these other things don't have. It broadens horizons on a new level at a faster speed or something. I'm not entirely sure, but there's something special going on there. Don't you kid yourself. I understand that it might cost a lot of money, but there are ways in which you can work around that, right? There are ways, especially in the state of Wisconsin, to get great education for a decent price.
Jackie, thank you for calling in. Jackie, you know, saying there is some type of secret sauce in that higher ed degree, Eric, but can't put her finger on it.
Well, she should be on a marketing team for one of those many lovely small private colleges that dot the upper Midwest. I'm a graduate of one of those. Certainly, you know, going to a college, being around students from across, you know, geographic, racial, cultural boundaries. Certainly, there's got to be some sort of benefit there, right? And I think, like I said, you know, our poll reflects that to a certain degree, in that people still find some value in the degree and in higher education overall. You know, but what they don't think, I think they trust in the individual experience that they've had in college. They're not so sure about the institution, right? Mm-hmm. So when colleges talk about sort of leveling the playing field or creating a well-informed citizenry, things like that, that's where real questions start to develop about, you know, is higher education really all that it aspires to be?
Your survey found people think that governments should not be involved in determining what colleges teach. How do people want curriculums developed?
Oh yeah, so that's a second. We've written two stories now on our poll results, and that story was released not long ago by my colleague Emma Pettit. Largely, they want college faculty and students and administrators to have the most influence in curriculum, college curriculum, and then business and industry. About 60% say business and industry should be involved in that. It's almost 70% believe that faculty should be key in that issue, though, and less than 40% think that state or federal government should have a hand in that issue. And that's really an issue we see playing out in a number of states, where we see, you know, legislation to try and restrict what is taught in classroom or how things are taught, especially around sort of issues of race and racism and gender and sexuality.
We only have about 30 seconds left, but you heard about, you know, choosing a major that warrants the time and money required. So a real economic-driven argument, not maybe a passion-driven one. What is that sentiment around return on investment?
I mean, I think if you see, you know, people with higher incomes, you know, have a stronger feeling that their college degree was worth it. So that's not a new thing necessarily. When we look back at the development of the land grant institutions, for instance, it was meant to provide a sort of a practical education, right? In farming and in trades and things like that. And so I think that still holds true today, this idea that you go off to college and sort of pursue your dream or whatever in some esoteric subject. That's not seen as valuable or as worthwhile, or maybe doesn't pay off as much.
Eric, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, glad to be with you. Thanks.
Eric Helderman, senior reporter at the Chronicle of Higher Education, covering issues of power, politics, and funding. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.